set for this, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans. Brethren, owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love does no evil to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law and the Holy Gospel. Is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was covered by the waves, but he was asleep. So his disciples came to him and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there are two or three things in the bulletin that I wish to underline for you this morning. Of course, there is an oblate meeting after this Mass this morning. Tomorrow is the beautiful feast of the purification of the Blessed Mother. As we all know, the Blessed Mother, if anybody, did not need to be purified, or as we say, churched. But in her humility, she went and was purified as anyone else would. And in her humility, she taught us humility. Tomorrow, pray to the Blessed Mother for us. It is also Candlemas Day, as you can plainly see with the candles up here in the sanctuary. They will be blessed tomorrow and will be ready to return to you next Sunday. The Pontifical Mass of last Sunday and the coming of the bishop is now history. It was a very lovely affair, very beautiful, but I'm glad it's history, because in the getting it ready and all that, there was quite a bit that had to be done. But we are grateful for this great honor, and we're grateful to Almighty God for the opportunities that present themselves to us now and as we travel along. Please pray for him, because he's going into definite enemy territory where he lives. He liked it here because he didn't have any alligators to fight while he was here. But now that he's back home, he's having to fight alligators again. So pray for him. This Sunday, we have attached to the bulletin, several have asked for it, a copy of the sermon that he preached last Sunday while he was here amongst us. So it is there for everyone who would be interested. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. I don't plan to preach very long for some obvious reasons, We got word just the other day that a certain priest in South Africa, 83 years of age, to all intents and purposes, a wonderful man and traditionalist priest, doing good work in South Africa, and a very dear friend of ours, was stabbed to death. And no one knows why. So, please pray for this good man, this good priest, that now has gone to his eternity, 83 years of age. So, they might be trying to clear out the older ones. At any rate, there is much that's going on, as everybody knows. And you are all very well acquainted, I'm sure, by this time, of all the activity that is going on in the church, the so-called church, in the religion. As you know, we do not speak politics, either religious or otherwise, from this place. This is not the place to talk about politics. This is the place to talk about the interior life of a man's soul. That's what we try to do. But we have to point out certain things sometimes for the guidance of those who wish to be guided. We've had, of course, as you can certainly understand, quite a number of telephone calls this week asking for information and asking for guidance and et cetera, what to do, what not to do, how to do, how not to do, and all that, as would be expected. And of course, an underlying attitude that comes across is we've got to do something. We've got to go and fight. We've got to go and preach. We've got to go and write articles and write books and write defenses, etc., etc. Fight, fight, fight. My dear people, we've been fighting for 70 years. What has that gotten anybody? Remember my example of the man on the beach with outstretched arms trying to stop the tsunami. What success has that poor man had except that he was washed away with the waves and is gone with the waves? What to do? What to do? Are we supposed to fight? People say, well, then you do not come across because you haven't got the strength of character enough to get up and fight like the rest of us who fight. Well, if that's the case, then I dare say I don't have the strength of character to get out and fight. I'll leave it at that. But this morning, in brief, I want to go to another situation that might give us an idea of what has been done before. All of you know the story of the Holy Innocents. The three wise men, without warning, appeared in Jerusalem and disturbed the whole city, particularly disturbing Herod, the king, because they were looking for a king that was to deliver the people of Israel. This, of course, was bad news for Mr. Herod. And we know the story. He asked them to go and to find out and to come back, give him information, then he would go and do his bit. Well, the wise men did as they were told, but they did not go back. They left, went out of the way home. Well, Herod got word of this and was very disturbed about it and started doing the thing that we know that he did. Now, in the middle of the night, unannounced, unknown, unexpected, an angel appeared to the head of a family. His name, the man's name was Joseph. His wife's name was Mary, and the son's name was Jesus. And the angel said, quickly, in haste, leave town. Get out. Leave now, tonight, right now. Go. Well, now, what happened? Tell us what happened. Oh, Herod. Well, then we've got to go out. And we've got to go fight him. We've got to go and prove to him that he's wrong, etc., etc. What we would do, what we have done for a long, long time. Saint Joseph didn't say a word. He got the Blessed Mother on the donkey, grabbed up what little they had time to grab up, immediately run, leave. No questions were asked at all as to what to do, as to what not to do. No argument, no books were read, or published, or written. No friends were gathered together, let's go and fight the man, he can't get away with this. He is not going to do what he thinks he's going to do, we won't let him. You didn't hear a word about that. In the middle of the night, the three of them took off. He in his sandals, and she riding on the back of a donkey, carrying a tiny baby, and took off to the wild darkness of Egypt. And that's not all the angel said to them. You see, Almighty God really and truly has control, I think, of everything. I think. And the message that the angel gave to Joseph, the completion of the message was, and go to Egypt and stay there until I come back and tell you that you can go home again. You see, Almighty God knows what he's doing. And he lets things happen sometimes for the teaching of us. In today's gospel, we have an incident in the boat. There was another time that there was an incident in a boat. And he started walking to them, and he was walking on the water. And of course, big, bad brash St. Peter says, I want to come out there too. So he jumps out of the boat and starts walking on the water. There's something to notice here. Which is akin to what we're talking about. As long as Peter, Simon Peter, kept his eye on Jesus Christ, he walked on the water. The minute that he began to think that he was somebody, I suppose, and the minute he took his eye off of Christ, he began to sink. Has that not happened to everybody in this room right now at one time or another in our dealings with God? Has that not happened to us when we thought we had control of this or that or the other, and it was in our own hands, and we took our eye off of Christ and looked upon ourselves? And what happened, dear people? Every one of you is a witness to that statement. We have had trouble with the church and the mass, etc., 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 for a long time. I wonder why. I wonder why. How much of this do you not hear and gather from wherever as you go about gathering? And it's always in the first person singular, this is what I am going to do, and I will clear up the mess, and I will bring back peace, and I will restore everything back. And my eye is not on Christ. My eye is on the great me that I am not. And so, what has happened? Catastrophe, because I'm in charge. Let these be little words of advice, little words of instruction. The thing that we must do, every one of us, my beloved people, how often have we been said, have we been reminded of this? Let's forget the me. Let us rather, in the privacy of our own hearts, in the privacy of our own rooms, fall on our knees and ask God for help. This is all in His control, in His hand. The storm clouds are all around. And as we read this morning, that He rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was great calm. And they marveled. They marveled that he could have such, that he was such a man that he could control even the wind and the waves and the storm. God alone can do this, and God alone will do it, but only after God can see that we sincerely place our hope, our faith, and our trust in Him. Nothing will happen until He sees that I am completely out of the picture. Then He will take charge. I has got to go, and He has to be brought into the picture. So therefore, as we now are beginning quickly to get ready for the season of Lent, Septuor Jezebel is upon us, as we begin to enter into the attitude, the climate of Lent, let us do something during Lent. No resolutions. I'm not going to stop drinking. I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to fuss. I'm not going to use bad, none of that. None of that. Those resolutions never amount to a hill of beans. They're good for about a half of one day, the first day, and then after that, business goes back to usual. And we all know that. But let us rather get on our knees in the simplicity and the innocence of heart and pray like we've never prayed before. That we can do. Spend more time at honest and sincere and contrite prayer. The first thing that we have to do, the first thing is to tell our blessed Lord how sorry we are for the countless times in life that we have hurt Him, that we have offended Him. And we ask for forgiveness from Him that will put us in the mental and spiritual condition to simply pray and ask Him for protection. I need not repeat how very grave, the situation is outside. You know about it. You know more than we do. You live in it. You walk in it. You feel it. It's interesting, more and more do you hear people say today or ask, such as, why is it that I feel like there's something over my head that's oppressing me? Why do I feel so stressed, so stretched out? Why? What is it? I can't answer that question, because the individual has to answer it for his own or her own sake. The only thing, dearest people, is go where you belong, at the foot of Jesus Christ. Anybody else that has, in his opinion, a better way of traveling, that's up to them. That's entirely up to them. For you, dear people, prayer. There's one thing just occurred to me, and I have not been able to get it, to put it into the bulletin because of space or whatever. That is to express by our gratitude to you all for the many, many expressions of kindness to us over the Christmas season. We are grateful. We're truly grateful. And now we here have got to get ready for the season of penance and mortification of Lent. And so may God bless you for your kindness and your generosity and your goodness. Without you, it would certainly be a difficult task, to be sure. So, there are two or three items in today's bulletin. One has to do with, it's a word called a word of caution. As you know, our bulletin goes out, and other people get to see it too. Nevertheless, so it is good for us to read it and read it with sincerity of heart and with conscientiousness of heart, so that that's a good place, a good way to start off what the word of caution tells you to do in today's bulletin. So may God bless you and pray for the sick. And pray for this good man, this good priest that was killed I think the date is in today's bulletin, just in the last few days, because you never know. May God grant rest to this man's soul, and may God bless you and bless everyone that you love most.